My name is Michelle Oberlin, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 14th of September 2009, and the time is now 12:32 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please?
My name is Sue Ashdown. I'm 50 years old, and I come from a North Oxfordshire village called Chesterton.
And how are you feeling?
Very, very excited and just a tiny bit nervous, but more excitement.
When did you find out that you had a place on the plinth?
Saturday afternoon, and it's now Monday. I had a cancellation slot and I was on the allotment and I got a phone call on my mobile phone, and the rest of the people on the allotments knew because I was so excited I rushed around telling everybody. So, yeah.
How long have you had an allotment?
3 years.
Was there a waiting list?
No, there wasn't actually, not in our village. And I am actually giving it up this year and handing it over to four friends who are going to split it into four, because it's quite a big plot for one person to do. And I'm moving my vegetable growing home because I've got the space to do it. So I'm just going to cultivate some space at home.
Did you know most of the people who also had allotments before you took it off?
Most of them, yeah. It's quite a small village. So I got to know some new people, more older retired people who I don't see in my normal course of sort of, you know, school and all that sort of thing. So, yes.
Just thinking back to the project, what do you think it was that appealed to you about it? Why did you want to take part in this?
Oh, I just thought it was an amazing thing to do. I just thought it was an opportunity for ordinary people to do something, to get up and do something, to either, I know, give a message or just do something where they wouldn't have, they wouldn't have a platform to do it. It's just sort of, you know, art by the people, for the people, really, which I think is just amazing. So good.
You've only had days really to think about what you're going to do. Have you decided how you're going to spend your time up there?
Yes, I am going to do a British seaside holiday, and I'm going to alternate between sitting on a deck chair in my sarong and strappy top with my sun hat on, reading a book, and then the rain clouds are going to come over. I hope they don't really, but they are going to come over. And I'm going to have to get all my wet weather gear on and get my umbrella out. And I've got a newspaper. I'm going to try and make a bowl for my fish and chips, because it seems to me whenever it's raining at the seaside, people always have fish and chips.
Have you got fish and chips?
I haven't got actual fish and chips. I've just got the newspaper to make sort of pretend. It's going to be more of a mime, I think, because when like you say, I haven't had long to think about it. And I assumed being up there, people wouldn't be able to hear me if I said things. Now, the guy who's up there now has got a microphone. That's a really good idea. Didn't think about that. So I was sort of planning to do it in mime and maybe a few cards.
You can have a microphone if you want to speak to people on the net.
Well, that, no, I'll stick with the plan now. I'll stick with the plan. Thank you.
Have you had fun putting this together, though, even though it's been short notice?
Yes. Yes, I've been running around like a headless chicken asking everybody and anybody who listened to me, you know, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I can't remember the exact words, but it was one of my daughters who said something that triggered the idea of doing a seaside holiday. So that's what, and we did have a very, very wet British seaside holiday this year. But I would go back because it was lovely.
Where did you go?
Devon.
Whereabouts?
Whereabouts? On Exmoor, a little town in the middle of Exmoor. And it was absolutely beautiful, but it did rain a lot. But there you go.
How did you first hear about the project, did you say?
Well, I first heard about it through my husband. He saw it on the internet when he was doing something else, and he emailed myself and all the children and said, you know, why don't we all register for this? I mean, two of them were too young, but we all registered for it. And then I got on, so we're all very excited.
And you're the only one in your family that's...
Yeah. Well, so far.
What was their reaction when you told them that you had the place?
Oh, they thought it was amazing. My husband thought I was winding him up. I had to tell him over and over again, no, it's true, it's really true. No, they thought it was fantastic. And my oldest daughter, who is actually a student in London, she's come up with me today to support me.
What is she studying?
She's studying graphic design at Chelsea. And loving it, absolutely loving it.
And is your husband working today?
Yes, he's just had a long weekend off reenacting Three Men in a Boat with some friends of his. And they dressed up in straw boaters and stripy hats, and they hired a rowing skiff and they went down the River Thames. So he's had 3 days off, and he's got two people off sick at work, so he just couldn't take the Monday as well. But he's going to watch me. So I'll wave to him.
What would you be doing if you weren't here?
What would I be doing if I wasn't here? Oh dear, that's going to be really boring. I'm a stay-at-home mum, a part-time tour guide, so I didn't have any tours booked today, so I would have been at home, walking the dogs, exercising the horses, probably doing a bit of washing and ironing from the weekend. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Are these tours of Oxford?
Yes, yeah, walking tours of Oxford. So Anthony Gormley is always in my tour because he has just had a statue put on Exeter College. There is a statue that he's done, a 7-foot statue, which is supposed to be modelled on himself, a naked man, which is how I start most of my tours. Who wants to see a naked man? And yeah, he's just standing up there looking over Oxford. So, and I tell the people on my tours, you know, Anthony Gormley, Angel of the North, doing the fourth plinth in London, and now I'll be able to tell them that I was on it. So yeah, it's good. I love it. I absolutely love it. I only do it part-time, but I just meet some really nice people.
So there's quite a lot of siren noise going on at the moment. How did you become involved in the tours?
A friend of mine, Debbie Gerrans, she does it full-time. It's her full-time job. She's an independent tour guide, and she's probably been doing it, I don't know, she must have been doing it 10, 15 years, I should think. And when she, at one point, she used to work what we call from the board. We do booked tours now, but working from the board is like, you know, having a board up and shouting your wares, you know, next tour leaving at 11 o'clock, that sort of thing. And she got very busy, and she said, come on, why don't I train you up and you can work with me? So that's how it started. And I sort of done it in between, you know, having babies and family and all that sort of thing.
Was it difficult to train up for it?
No, because I was very interested in it. It's you have a route, or you can modify that route by sort of two or three ways, and then you just learn the history of the points around the route, choose two or three colleges to go into, and you know, gen up about them. And it's fascinating because I'm so interested in it. You read about it and it sticks. And each tour is different because you can't tell everybody everything every tour, so it tends to be prompted by people's questions or what they're interested in. But all the sort of history stays the same. And then we get things like the statue, which, you know, you then have to sort of do a little bit of research about that.
So you've had to incorporate that?
Yeah, I incorporate that because that's where I start. So you see the statue. I've called him the Angel of Exeter. Had you heard it here first?
What do you think makes someone, or makes you, a good tour guide?
Ooh. Well, I don't know. I suppose because I'm genuinely interested in it. It's not something I'm doing just as a job, just to earn money. I do it because I'm really interested in it. And I try and make it interesting for the people I take. So I don't do lots and lots of dates. I do general dates or one or two individual dates. I don't fill it. I keep it to about an hour and a quarter, so doesn't get tedious. And I try, if I'm doing booked tours, then I can find out about the people that I'm taking, and I try and sort of, you know, do it to suit them. If someone's got, like I did one the other day, and lady's brother, many years ago, 60 years ago, went to Exeter College. So I made a point of spending a little bit more time in Exeter, and we worked out where his room was and all this sort of thing. So it's very personal, I think.
How many stops would you normally have on a tour? How many places would you visit?
Ooh, well, it's a walking tour, so we probably stop 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 or 8 times we stop, and then I talk. But sometimes things happen, like bicycles zooming past us, and maybe you stop and say something about that, or, and sometimes the film crews are there, because of course Inspector Morse, it's not Inspector Morse now, is it? Lewis is filmed in Oxford, so sometimes you'll see the film crews there, and that's exciting to stop there and talk about wherever they're going in. So
are you happy improvising?
Yes, pretty much so. I mean, the basic background is always going to stay the same. The history of the colleges in Oxford is always going to stay the same, so you can work around it.
Just going back to what you were saying, could you describe your village briefly for me?
Yes, it's a small, I don't know how many people are in it. There's about, because I know this because I've delivered leaflets to every single door, there's about 350 houses. I don't know how many people that makes, probably times that by 12,
by
4.
Leaflets?
Various things. If you live in a village, you get involved in all sorts of things, so it'd be advertising the fete or something that was going on at church or something like that. It's quite a pretty village. It's got a church, it's got a school, it's got a village hall, it's got a sports ground, so we play football and all sorts of things there. It's very friendly. It's got a pub, a very friendly pub called the Red Cow. It's a nice place to live. It's close to Bicester. Bicester is a market town. And at the moment, we're all sort of in limbo because there's an eco town planned on the outskirts, and there's also 1,500 houses going to be built behind me. So, people are worried that the village is going to merge with the town because all the houses are on the sort of the fields in between. It'll be interesting. I personally think they should build houses in the villages and make those houses and the people who live in them part of the villages, rather than building an estate or a separate eco town which is going to have all its own infrastructure, which it's not, I don't think it's such a friendly way to do it, but there you go.
And you were talking about another village, weren't you, before we started this interview? You were talking about the Archers.
Oh yes, I am an avid Archers fan. They had a storyline which ran earlier on about the fourth plinth and about how they were going to apply for Jill Archer to go on the plinth, and she was going to make bread, and I was fascinated, and this story ran for weeks about her practicing making bread.
Is it still running, the story?
It must be, because it's not over, is it? It's the fourth plinth isn't over, so I got a cancellation space, you see, so I was just wondering whether they might run a storyline that Jill gets a cancellation spot and see how she handles it.
What do you think she would do?
She'd do something to promote Ambridge, I think, because that was the storyline, that they wanted to promote their village. So, yeah.
Are you looking forward to going up on the plinth now?
I am. I'm really excited.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't think so. I think that's fine.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.